This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In today's What Company Are We Talking About Here quiz, see if you can name the single manufacturer of all of these items. Industrial adhesives, airplane parts, and medical supplies. Remember, it's one company. Nothing? Okay. These next ones are the giveaway. Scotch tape and Post-it notes. Yes, 3M announced today it is cutting 1,500 jobs amid declining revenues and a lower outlook for the year. As Marketplace's Mario Segarra reports, the company's earnings report and that diversified product line is kind of a window into the bigger economy.
When you look at 3M's earnings, you see all these economic factors at play. Number one, the global manufacturing slowdown, which is happening in part because businesses are worried about the global economy. So they're holding off on buying parts and supplies.
They're not going to buy 10 widgets if they don't think that the global economy is going to remain in robust territory.
Lindsay Piegza, chief economist at Stifel, says 3M and other manufacturers that sell industrial parts and supplies to businesses are feeling the pain.
Manufacturers need to make fewer goods to meet now that lower level of demand.
Okay, economic factor number two, Boeing. In December, it halted production on its 737 MAX planes after two crashes killed 346 people. That has a ripple effect on the companies that supply parts for airplanes, including 3M. John Ostrower edits the aviation newsletter, The Air Current.
There is an enormous network of companies that produce everything from the sign above the lavatory to the seatback screen to electronics in the cockpit seats.
And these companies don't know when Boeing will start making the plane again.
It makes it really hard to make investments, to plan your staffing, to essentially be ready to support this.
And finally, factor number three, the coronavirus outbreak. 3M CEO said today that demand for its protective face masks has gone up. We'll probably see evidence of that in the company's next earnings report. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.